Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. You know, you may have heard me in the past talk about my background, my growing up years. When I was about 11, my dad moved the family to a farm. I'm talking about a full-functioning farm, 100 head of livestock, hogs and cows, no telling how many chickens, free-range. Truly, you know, you hear the thing about free-range chickens these days. Well, our chickens were free-range because there was no place for them to go except free-range, the barn and the trees and things like that. So, anyway, I grew up on a farm, and I didn't care for it much then because I was working. My dad worked me pretty hard in those days. I think he thought he was keeping me out as a way of keeping me out of jail, and his plan worked perfectly, by the way. But I milked a lot of cows and fed a lot of hogs and did a lot of stuff, and so I learned some things growing up on that farm that provided me with valuable life lessons that have transferred beautifully to my life in the non-farming marketplace. And I want to talk about three of those what I'm calling timeless and universal lessons. The first one is the China egg. This is something I came across in my head as a young pup selling for Xerox decades ago. When I see farm fresh eggs on a breakfast menu, you've seen that, right? You go to a breakfast menu and restaurant and they don't just say eggs. It's always farm fresh eggs. When I see that on a breakfast menu, it takes me back to when that was a daily reality, because I was the guy who collected the eggs, right? But farmers know that hens don't lay eggs for our breakfast. That's not what they're doing. They got other plans for those eggs. Consequently, farmers harvest the fresh eggs each day, the fresh ones each day. And they leave, if they're smart, they leave a China egg in each nest, which is sufficient to prevent the hens from abandoning their nest and continuing production. If you take all their eggs away, they will stop laying. So you have to leave one to make them believe that there's still something to invest in this nest. And if you do that, they'll keep laying. Well, there are China eggs in business too. They're the prospects you keep calling on who never buy anything. I've known these people. They'll let you call on them, but they never buy anything. So since you're smarter than a chicken, don't spend time and resources sitting on those China eggs, on the farm or in the marketplace. Here's what we know about China eggs. They never hatch. So here's another lesson. 10 pigs to the litter, I call it. Deciding to raise feeder pigs, a young farmer, whose name will be withheld, based his financial projections on two well-known facts. First, a sow can give birth to a litter of 10 pigs or more. I've seen sows give birth to 14 pigs. Number two, it is possible for a sow to deliver 3 litters in 1 year. Every 3 months and 20 days, they can conceive again. Using these two assumptions, plus the number of his sows and the market price of pigs, he eagerly forecasted potential revenue. The product of this equation gave him visions of being in hog heaven. But the young farmer would soon become acquainted with two other facts. Assumptions are often wrong, and projections are always wrong. Forecasting is an important business planning tool, but the road to bankruptcy is paved with the equity of those who did too much multiplying and not enough discounting. If you're going to project an outcome, folks. Project what you think will happen, and then come back and do another more conservative projection based on a closer to break even. Always have at least two projections, what you think you'll do, and then a more conservative one to just to be safe. So you plan for success, but beware the folly of forecasting 10 pigs to the litter. This next one is, I call it half of your herd. A young cattleman, whose name also will be withheld, was in the process of buying his first bull. Inspecting the offerings at a sale, the lad struck up a conversation with an elderly gent. "Got my eye on that one right there. He shouldn't go for too much," the whippersnapper said to the older guy, trying in vain to sound smarter than he was. With great gentleness, the old man responded with, "A good bull is 50% of your herd." As the greenhorn nodded, as if he already knew that, this Yoda in overalls hit the young pup with the other half of his maxim. "But a bad bull is 100% of your herd." A good bull is 50% of your herd. A bad bull is 100% of your herd. So if you're in the delivery business, you have to maintain a good fleet, even if you have to eat bologna. If customers depend on your technology, you have to make sure you have the best gear available, even if you have to drive an old car. I've been there. I've done that. Your small business will always have greater needs than resources. The challenge is to effectively and strategically manage those two parameters. What are the needs? What are the resources? How do I manage whether I have to eat three meals a day and the requirements of my company? Who needs more? Who needs this more? And make sure, though, that when you invest, that you invest in the best you can possibly afford. Because remember, good tools are 50% of your business. Bad tools are 100% of your business. City folk shouldn't look down their nose at their country cousins. Before there were cities, farmers were learning and sharing many important lessons about life and about business. Just some things that I thought you'd like to know about. It kind of made me happy to remember some of those things that happened to me when I was growing up, and lessons that I still learn from those days that I still take advantage of even today. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
There came many things I can define. Old Cajun's fuzz wagons brought to your mind. In the Samson compliments.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.